It's Matty Garwood for Ausmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. And Melbourne band Taste, they have just released their brand new single, Stand Up. So it's ushering in a brand new chapter for these guys with such an illustrious career. I'm looking forward to catching up a bit more about it with Michael right now. Michael from Taste, thanks so much for coming on Ausmade.
Thanks, Matthew. It's a pleasure to be here.
We've got this new chapter coming up for Taste. Tell us a little bit about Stand Up as we kick it off.
Something that we wrote in isolation. It's kind of an anthem for standing up and, you know, self-empowerment, getting back out there and fighting for what we had and our continued lifestyle.
And being in Melbourne yourself with the band, restrictions have been pretty hard hit down there as well, but things are starting to open up a little bit more?
They are. In fact, my jazz club, the Jazz Lab in Brunswick, Melbourne, is reopening on the 22nd of June, and it's great talking to the musicians again, talking about playing live. The world's a far better place with live music, and I think over the 3 months, streaming is a great technology and a great addition, but there's nothing that replaces a live performance, in my view.
As we move through with the COVID stages opening back up again, how are you finding having new music out with Stand Up for Taste?
Great. As it turned out, there is not a lot out there at the moment, so we're finding that people have more time. In fact, it is probably a good thing that's come out of all this, that people are actually taking more time to listen, and their attention span sort of increased, I think. Eight bars, they listen to the whole song.
Now, you guys have had quite an illustrious career as well. Like, you went on to bring out Boys Will Be Ballers, which was adapted by Queen, and you got to tour with Queen. These are just some of the highlights. Michael, what else?
I mean, we were lucky. We were very young. The youngest band signed to Warner, and then our management at Warner also handled Queen in Australia. We got to meet them, and they listened to our album, and so on, but our music as well. So that was a great thing for us and great relationship. And we went on to tour around all over the place with bands like Cold Chisel and AC/DC. And hopefully, you know, this new album, the lead single is Stand Up, gets us back on the road and performing some of those great tunes.
So what have you kind of been doing with Taste in the meantime, Michael?
We've been recording and playing. We've recorded Life on Earth, an album called Life on Earth, and then before that, Rocky Dead. So we keep writing and recording. We're songwriters, essentially. Every time we record an album, we tour it, and this is our LA that's kind of inspired a bit by what's going on.
And what do you put some of the longevity down to the success of your career with Taste, Michael?
We've all remained musicians all our lives, and we're great friends. In fact, we're calling this new album Brothers.
And some of the press release, Michael, that are coming out with Taste, so it's got the pictures of yourselves. Is this like now and then behind you is like a throwback to when you boys were doing it a bit earlier on in your career?
Yeah, the glam rock days.
How cool is that?
That was us when we were about 17.
Yeah.
and look at what's happened to us.
Yeah. That's what music does to you. I love it. And what are some of the changes that you've seen since, not only in your own personal career with Taste, but also in the music industry itself?
Record deals are hard to come by, and so there's so much independent stuff going on, which is great. You know, obviously, you can get a great recording contract. The infrastructure behind that is a huge advantage, but it's not easy to do these days. I mean, we were in our teams, we were having recording contracts thrown at us from everybody, but in those days, it's changed dramatically. The online space has become very crowded. That's also difficult to break through. Still, I think the acid test is a live performance.
Yep.
And once you're up in front of the crowd, you can make that connection and, you know, you draw energy from the crowd, and they draw energy from you. That's the best. Ken Murdoch, the main songwriter in the band, once said that we learned our craft for playing in the shitholes of Melbourne. And they boo you and they spit on you until you get it right. But when you get it right, there's an incredible connection. You know, and unfortunately these days, because the gigs might not be there, you tend to sort of lock yourself away in the studio or even in your home studio. But you've got to get out there and play.
And when it comes to the live performances, did Taste have a fair bit planned for 2020? Have we had to push that through into 2021?
Absolutely. On the back of this release, there'll be a tour plan towards the end of the year or early 2021.
Well, we're going to play Stand Up from Taste right now.
Fantastic. Love to hear it.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks very much. This is Taste's new single, Stand Up.